With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. More than $97 million in state budget reductions are scheduled to kick in today, and across the state, school districts are preparing to adapt to their share of the cut. Funding for public education in Montana will decrease by about $19 million over the next 2 years, as declines in state revenues mean across-the-board budget reductions to state agencies. That means as the school year begins, educators are planning to cut back on classroom supplies, field trips, funding for substitute teachers and paraeducators, and dip into funding reserves.
Yeah, right past the stairs, the first one left, his assistant will be right in there.
Inside the Helena Public School District building, Superintendent Jack Kopp sits at an oval conference table in his office. Helena schools, among the larger school districts in the state, are expecting their budget to be reduced by about $500,000 in the upcoming year. Each district across the state is taking on some of the burden of the anticipated $19 million in reductions to public education funding. Superintendent Kopp says this hit to education funding comes at a time when some school districts are already in a tight spot with money.
We're cut to what we would consider to be the absolute minimum level of professional staff that should be available in the schools. We don't have teaching positions that we can cut.
Kopp says saving money by getting rid of staff isn't an option, because doing that would push the school above what accreditation standards require for student-teacher ratios. So to save money this year, elementary schools in Helena won't be getting their scheduled update to science curriculum.
Because of the cutbacks, we are not going to be able to do that.
Kopp says the district tries to update parts of the curriculum every 7 years, and because science materials are getting pushed back this year, that means updates to math, social studies, and other courses will get pushed back by at least a year too. Districts across Montana must find ways to educate and run schools with less funding because of a new law passed by lawmakers and signed by the governor during the legislative session. That law, sometimes referred to as the Budget Stabilization Bill, aims to protect the state from falling into a deep financial crisis by making phased cuts to state spending if revenues decline. The plan was to have 4 phase cuts, with each kicking in for every $12 million revenues fell below the adopted state budget. The deepest level of statewide cuts would be triggered if revenues were greater than $36 million below expectations. In July, Governor Steve Bullock announced revenues were down more than $70 million. Rodney Simpson is a superintendent for schools in Deer Lodge, a K-8 district with about 430 students. He says they'll have to cut back on general supplies and maintenance.
I don't want to say it doesn't hurt, but it's something that we're able to do without impacting students.
Simpson says a big reason schools in his district won't feel as big of a budget pinch as others will is because in May, local taxpayers in Deer Lodge approved a levy to send more local money to schools.
Without that, we would be laying off a teacher or two.
He says he's seeing a trend in recent years of public schools having to rely on more local taxes because fewer dollars are coming in from the state and federal government. Districts are having to lean more on local funding because, although they're getting less state funding in specific areas like in special education, schools still must meet federal requirements to provide those services. The Corvallis School District, about medium size for the state, where Tim Johnson is the superintendent, is relying on a reserve fund the district has in place to help the school manage its expected reductions. But he says that's not a long-term fix.
Our response in this district regarding our funding cut is focused on the reserves to not have to affect any of our programming or teaching at this time. Now, something else happens this year, something happens next year, I'm not sure that I could say that.
Johnson says it makes sense that state leaders needed to trim down spending because revenues declined, but he doesn't want policymakers to lose sight of the importance of giving schools the funding they need. It's an investment, he says, although a costly one. Local school districts will be sending their budgets into state education officials later this month, shortly after budget reductions are adopted August 15th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.